Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Fireball Friday. We'd love your thoughts. You can get involved. The Omar Insurance open line is 1300 736 736. Asking you this morning for your confessions. Who were you wrong about? But next, let's get to our next guest. The Carlton legend, Wayne the Dominator Johnston, is with us on the line to talk all things Carlton. Wayne, thanks for your time.
Hi, Trainard. How are you, Kingy?
I'm terrific. Thanks for your time this morning. What are your emotions as you're watching the current Carlton squad, Wayne, or what's going through your mind?
Well, to be honest, it's I've watched quite a few games this year live and a few obviously at home on the television. To be honest, it's been a difficult year for them. Obviously, the win-loss ratio is not what would be expected. And, I just think we're, as a collective, that they probably just haven't got it all together just yet. But, you've got to take each game as it comes, and this one is probably the death knell, really, of us, could be the making of us for the remainder of the season, providing we keep our form up.
Good to chat, Dominator. Oh, still the best nickname in footy, the Dominator.
Yes. And
you carry it well, Don. Do you think this is something you can correct in a really short space of time? I just heard you touch on then that tonight's so important, but this is something that you think Vossie could correct before the season slips away, do you feel?
Well, far from me to be the person to talk about strategy and that with the club, because I don't get involved in that whatsoever. But, look, I think there are certain things that have happened, like their tackle count, especially in the forward half, hasn't been high. So, in other words, it allows the opposition backs to have pretty free access to deliver well to their forward line. Hence, our connection game with handball hasn't really been a feature either, where you can break up other opposition defences. So, just a bit of extra effort and a real bit of old school stuff to sort of get you back into some sort of zone where we do connect with each other and play as a collective.
They get pretty angry in the background down there, Dominator. The board and the off field power brokers are pretty strong. They like to have their say.
Yeah, well, I was there obviously during the week at a club function there. And looked up, it was quite harmonious, and it was great food, of course, and it was a very early night. But, obviously people were talking about things, but, Vossie was there, Cripple was there, and, explaining the sort of how the club is travelling this year, not so much on the field, but off the field. And that was a wonderful night. But you are right, so I've been in that club a long time, and when it's not going well, and I've been in that situation after back-to-back premierships, I can remember in 83. Mm. We were going nowhere. I think we were nearly 11th on the ladder, and we ended up playing finals, but we went out. But hence, the club don't like those type of years. But
I was just going to ask you at that night, which was well covered, and all the media were there, and a lot of people were asked their thoughts. But what was the chatter amongst you, absolute legends of the Carlton Footy Club? Can you give us an insight into what the mood was like?
Well, they invited the past captains. About seven of us turned up, and I was with Nick for an hour, so we didn't really know what to talk about for a while. We're in the committee room, then Sellers turned up. Of course, Sellers is a wealth of information with regard to his footy prowess on the radio, and we just spoke about just general things. I think Mark Murphy and Cooter and that have their different views, but we really didn't get into it at all. We're really looking forward just to probably settling down and having a quite nice night with our counterparts of captaincies and also the people that tables who we were sitting on for a very important night for the club's financial future.
It's a shame we haven't seen the Blues in big finals for a long time now. Now, you've lived it, the four premierships, the 18 finals, big club in big finals on the big stage. What was it like? What are your memories of that? And what do you tell the next generation of players who are striving to be in the position that you were in?
I must admit it was a bit of a dream to walk in 79 and play in the premiership in your first year. To be honest, on grand final day, I think I watched the last half of the under-19s game. It was on grand final day, then followed by the reserve game, which we weren't involved in. And obviously, I was very there nice and early for the senior game. To win a flag in front of 100-something thousand people, it was surreal. And it was, but one thing is, it stuck in my mind forever. You know, almost every player I could name in that team, probably the best team I've ever played in. The talent in that group was something phenomenal. 81 and 82 to win those flags. I mean, you know, Collingwood in 79 and 81 probably won 6 out of the 8 quarters when we played football, but we happened to win the 2 flags. And we were lucky enough to beat Richmond in 82. And simply, they were better than us during the year, but we got them on the day. So, you know, you have your good and your bad days. But, yeah, the vibe, though, around the place was really something to... It was something very authentic. My first 10 years was 10 years of finals. And the last two weren't too good. I should have retired then. But, it was a different plateau that we were coming from. And at the moment, some of these boys haven't inherited that.
Dominator, any Carlton supporter from the good old days that you want to talk to is madly in love with your career and what you're able to do. Now, I want to do a little pop quiz with you, okay? Well, I've had a little look at your record, and I want to see just see how good your memory is.
The most
amount of disposals you had in a game, in any one game.
Might have been against North Melbourne round 1, 1984.
He's good. How many was it, Dom?
I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know. I was first game as captain.
43.
I think we kicked. I think, I was going to say 45, but.
they might have robbed you.
How many handballs did I have?
Well, you had 11 handballs. You had 43 and
really?
Kicked 5.
In your first game as captain, you had 43 and kicked 5. That's one way to make a statement that they made the right decision, Dom.
Yeah, I don't know what happened after that, though. That was one of the tough years. We'd lost a lot of players, a lot of experienced players in the club during that game. But anyway, keep going.
So you've kicked 7 in a couple of games. Do you remember those?
Collingwood.
Yeah.
It's round 1, 1980. That was a good game. I got $1,500 off Malcolm Fraser that day for being the player that most epitomised the Carlton Football Club. Where I got my nickname from.
So he just walked up to you and handed you $1,500 in cash
in 19.
Oh, we knew it was coming because we played after the premiership in 79. We played 5 practice matches and got beaten by an average of about 10 goals each game, including an embarrassing loss to South Fremantle with Maurice Rioli, Benny Vagona, Basil Campbell, Stephen Michaels, they cleaned us up. So we came in as underdogs for the Collingwood game at Victoria Park.
Well, that's how you lead.
We belted them, actually.
That's how you lead, Dominic. If you could give one bit of advice to Patrick Cripps right now as the leader of Carlton, what would it be?
Well, it's hard to give him some advice. He pretty much does everything he can. I saw him last night, actually. Same place having dinner. And, he's just an outstanding human being. I think they do follow up behind him. I just can't see much weakness in anything that he has done or that he hasn't done.
Well said.
So, and he was out with a couple of the younger players, you know, early evening. So, yeah, he's spirit around the club and he's got almost God around there. I can't find any real issues with Cripper whatsoever. Very hard to.
Just needs a few more to come with him.
Awesome.
It's a great chat, mate. You also kicked 7 against West Coast in 1987.
Yeah,
he knew that.
Yep. I knew that one, yeah.
And you'd run through them if you wanted.
You didn't even get the 3 Brownlow votes, which is extraordinary.
For some reason, I never got Brownlow votes much. It was a bit hard.
So you had 26 and kicked 7. Paul Meldrum had 23 and kicked 2, and he was the one with the 3 Brownlow votes. I reckon the umps got it wrong on that day. Dominator, thank you so much for your chat.
No,
fascinating stuff,
guys.
Mate. We appreciate it.
On your dump.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Carlton legend. He's a 4-time. He's everything. And it would be so good to see this Carlton group back on the big stage in September. This is Fireball Friday.